Yerushalmi Kelayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Mem, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Ein Simchim Nusadeh L'Stei Tzura Chardal V'Choye Aval Simchim L'Stei Yerokos Chardal V'Choye Simch Labo Ulanir Shutei Ulagapa Uladerech Ulagader To Gavoya Asar Tfochim Ulachawit To Yomek Asar V'Rachav Arba Ulailan She Mesech Ala Oretz Ulasela She Gavoya Asar V'Rachav Arba. When we not sow mustard or chawiya, which is saffron, close to a grain field, but one may sow them close to a vegetable field, one may plant them close to fallow land, ploughed land, a stone fence, a 4 tefach wide path, a ten tefach high fence, a 10 tefach deep furrow that's 4 tefachim wide, a tree that forms a covering over the ground, and a stone that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. And the Gemara says, Ein soim chinchuli, ma chawiya, ma yuike. When the Gemara said, quoting from the Mishnah, one may not sow chawiya, what is chawiya? It's muika, which is saffron. Kine masnisa e makifen halismoich soimchim. When the Mishnah taught one may not sow close, it must be understood as meaning that one may not surround the grain field with a row of mustard, but one may sow a row of mustard close to a grain field. Masnisa to Yehuda, the Tani, the Mishnah that doesn't allow sowing near grain but does allow near vegetables, is from Yehuda, because the Brisa taught ein makifen chardal v'chawiya ela lechaseyos bovad. The Meir says one may not surround other species with mustard or saffron, but one may surround plants of the allium family, which is things like onions, garlic, and luf. Rabbi Yehuda says one may surround all species with mustard or saffron except for grains. Rabbi Shimon says one may surround all species with them. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says that small rows of vegetables may be surrounded with them. Tani mutu adam lizor b'seich sadeu shura shel chardal v'chawiya uvad shiaseh oirech shura oirech esa amos emechse aroichav malay. The Brisa says a person may plant a row of mustard or saffron in his field as long as he makes a separation row of 10.5 amos long and a full row wide, which is 6 tefachim. Rabbi Lazar says that this is only in a small field, meaning where the length of the mustard row is more than the length of the field, as it looks like the case of the Rosh Tor that we learned in the earlier Mishnah in Mishnah Hay, that if the end of a row entered into barley, it's permitted as it's apparent that it's the end of his field, but not in a large field. What's large and what's small? If there's a space of a base row between the branches of mustard of this row and the adjacent row. Leif hada pliga al Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rosh Tor haba mechuva asa. The Gemara asks, this is against Rabbi Yochanan, who said over there that we don't apply the leniency of Rosh Tor unless it comes from a sown place that's the size of a base row in both directions, but here it's like a Rosh Tor that comes from a sown area that's no longer in existence and it should be prohibited. Taman lezoin v'kan liyirokos afogav derub yochan polig v'zoroim moiduhu hacha biyirokos. The Gemara answers, there was discussing seeds, here is discussing vegetables. Even though Rabbi Yochan disagreed over seeds, he agrees here over vegetables. Gorid muta lezoin boim kol minchit yurtze. A dry area in a field may be sown with any species. The produce that grows there is different to other produce because it doesn't have a good supply of nutrients, so it looks like a separate field. Rabbi Yochanan says that as long as 3 tefachim are planted across the full width of the area, less than that does not look like a separate area. The 3 tefachim that are next to a fence are also like a dry area, so one may plant another species over there. If he planted 3 tefachim of the dry area and 1 tefach of the same species next to it, they are all saved. If 2 tefachim were inside the dry area and 1 tefach outside, none are saved. If there was a dry area and row next to a fence, which is also viewed like a dry area, with a row in between them, the 2 dry areas surround the row, and one cannot plant any chosen species next to that row. And if he wishes to plant 1 species on top of the fence and another next to the fence, he may do so, as they are considered to be 2 different fields. Two adjacent fields with one higher than the other, if the upper one is close to a trench and the lower one is close to a field, the Rabbi Yanai said that he may plant there whatever he wishes.